It's the Grow Great Daily Brief number 157 for Tuesday, February the 26th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Full opinion, half facts. Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "To succeed, jump as quickly at opportunities as you do at conclusions." Judging, it's easy. Jumping to conclusions, making assumptions, all easy. Evidence, that's hard. Curiosity, okay, can often be difficult to satisfy. When people have a problem with somebody, it's just easier to tell everybody but the person you have a problem with. Over the weekend, I posted a graphic. I'll put it over in the show notes. Growgreat.com. Just find Daily Brief number 159. And the graphic just simply says, "Don't judge my whole story by the chapter you walked in on." And yet many of us tend to do exactly that. The absence of facts or context does not often enough prevent us from knee-jerk conclusions. Conclusions that we are convinced are spot on. Leaders are not immune. In fact, sometimes I would suggest that leaders are especially prone to this because sometimes the power goes to our head, squeezes the logic right out of our brains, and causes us to think that we are invincible in our judgments. It's another reason, a big reason, why we need to be more careful about the people who surround us so that we can improve our vision, eliminate our blind spots, foster deeper curiosity, find more accurate evidence, all of the things that can drastically, dramatically fuel greater growth. The solution may be counterintuitive. Are you ready? Be more selfish. Think more about yourself. No, not in some I'm better than you kind of a way, but in a more genuine way. Are you going through something extraordinarily tough right now? If so, then just hold that. Well, like I could tell you to stop holding it. If you're not going through something extraordinarily tough right now, I want you to think back to a really bad time, a time when life was really knocking you in the dirt, stomping on your guts. A time when your confidence was setting record all-time lows. A time when you had no idea when or if this trouble is going to end. I want you to go to that place. Maybe you're there right now, and if you are, I'm sorry, but we all have these kinds of moments in our time, in our lives. Get your mind there right now. It's a time that's embarrassing to you, even though it may not be the result of anything that you did. Embrace how you felt. Embrace how you're feeling right now if it's happening to you right now. You want to hide, don't you? You don't want to talk to anybody. And if you do, you might be more prone to try to explain it away, make excuses, maybe even complain a little bit. Put yourself in that place right now. Now, let me walk into your life at that very moment. Let somebody else, maybe somebody that knows you, maybe that somebody knows you well enough that you would think they should or could understand your context, we walk into your life at this very moment, at this horribly low moment in your life. Friends and family who may have known you for a long time, they can walk in on you at this moment as well. And for the sake of this exercise, we're going to assume that these people judge you the way that you judge people. We're going to assume harsh judgment is easy, because it is. And each of these people are going to think the worst. They're going to think the worst of you. They're going to reach every negative conclusion that can be reached. Mostly because, well, people seem more tempted to think the worst than the best. And today, all the eyes are on you, and they're all judging your life by this moment. No, it's not your finest hour, but it's this chapter of your life where people have now opened the book of your life. You know it's just a single chapter, but that's not how they're looking at it. They're looking at it as though it's the whole book. How you feeling? You feeling better? Hardly. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this is so not fair. This isn't the total sum of who I am or what I've done. It's completely unfair to judge my whole life based on what I'm going through right now. And you're right. Welcome to the world of full opinions, half facts. And I'm being generous to spot you with half facts. My experience is that people, they need far fewer facts than half in order to form a full opinion. Arrogance, pride, hubris. That's why we do it. Our own arrogance, our own pride, our own hubris. We feel better about ourselves. We feel better about our lives knowing that, you know, he's going through this and Boy, I'm glad I'm not. I'm immune from that. You know, I'm better than that. Judging you harshly makes us feel superior to you, makes us feel better than you. If only for a moment, we can lift our head just a little bit higher than yours, and it gives us this great feeling of, well, higher success. But you can do the same thing with ideas. You can do the same thing with proposed solutions. We make false assumptions without evidence, believing that we are right, and it drives our decisions, faulty decisions, that are not based on enough evidence. If only closed minds came with closed mouths. Inner courage and humility, the two components most needed to overcome this problem. Gratitude and compassion, those are the other two. Put the four of these things together and you're going to dramatically improve your life. Courage, humility, gratitude, compassion. Because if you do that, love, kindness, and curiosity are going to soar if you will commit yourself to those things. Work on you. Stop focusing on everybody else. You can't contribute to making a positive difference in the world when it comes to this or any other challenge until you first own your life. If more people would determine to do better at judging people and situations with only partial facts or partial context, we would all be well on our way to a more civilized, creative, and positive existence. Think of all the improved decisions that you could make if you had improved knowledge and context. Think of the potential growth for yourself and for your organization that you are leaving on the table. Unrealized growth that is not happening because you've already made up your mind on half-truths, or quite frankly, no truths. You once had an idea. You once had a dream. Maybe it was a business idea. Maybe it was a career dream. You craved somebody or more somebodies who would believe in you, who would believe in your dream. You craved encouragement. And if you achieved it, whatever that dream was, it's likely because somebody was in your life who expressed belief in you and in your idea, deep belief, and it fueled your belief. All it took was one person, brave enough, humble enough, grateful enough, compassionate enough, to not judge you harshly, but to show you enough grace to realize that they knew only what they knew about you and your dream. But that was enough. That was enough for them to want what was best for you and not what was worst. And there it is, kids. There's the bottom line. People who want the best for us and not the worst for us. Some of us grew up in a zero-sum era where we were taught that our loss was the result of somebody else who won. And we were not taught that we could all win. We were taught that our winning had to come at the expense of someone who naturally had to lose. The truth is, we can all win. Life is plenty big enough for it. When we figure out that our success does not hinge on somebody else losing, it will change everything for us. The world will be better. Life will be more full. Kindness will be more prevalent. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I would love, if you are a small business owner in the United States, I would love to improve the people who surround you. Go visit thepeeradvantage.com, thepeeradvantage.com, and you can learn more. I'll see you tomorrow.